Back at it here on The Fan, it's Jonathan Peterlin with you as we continue our Super Bowl 53 discussion. I wanted to do something a little bit different, though. I wanted to bring in your favorite hosts, and I wanted to make sure that you guys got to hear the voice of The Fan before Super Bowl 53 gets underway. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you some surprise guests. I'm going to go through the Rolodex of fan hosts that I have, and we're going to just see who answers and see who picks up, and I'm sure we'll get more than we'll miss, and we'll go through and just see what your favorite hosts are doing with the Super Bowl as far as their predictions. The game is simple, guys. We're going to ask them three questions. It'll be who they think will win the game, why they think that team will win the game, and what the score of that game will be. Typically, I'm not a prediction guy, so I find it funny that I'm the one asking everyone what the score and what the team victory and what everyone will think will actually happen with Super Bowl 53. I will give you my prediction coming up next segment. So let's go out to the phones. Let's see who we have dialed up. First up, oh, I'm happy with this one. Okay, Andy Baskin. Andy Baskin, who do you think is going to win Super Bowl 53? Give me the score and the reason why.
All right, I like the Patriots. I like the Patriots 28-16. I think it comes down to the offensive line for New England. If they can keep Tom Brady upright, then they'll be in good shape. I think that's what it's all about. Plus, I also think experience is coming into play on this thing, too, because, you know, you can sit here and talk about being in the Super Bowl and never played in one before. I think it makes a huge difference when you're New England knowing what to expect, the long halftime, and everything you need to do. So I like the Patriots.
A lot of people high on the Patriots. Andy Baskin, thank you very much. Next up in our Super Bowl predictions, we go out to the barbershop. Garrett Bush. Garrett, tell me who will win the Super Bowl. Give me a score and the reason why.
Man, you know what it is, man. It's the barbershop salute. You know, I can't go wrong with the GOAT. It's Tom Brady, man. I'll tell you what, I got 31-30. Rams pull out all the stops, but Tom Brady has too much time on the clock. He comes back and he pulls off another fourth quarter Super Bowl comeback. I got Tom Brady, Tom Terrific, another Super Bowl MVP, and it makes six. He's Jordan of the football thing. I got the Patriots, 31-30.
Garrett Bush, thank you so much. Next up, we go out to our Cavs and our Indians beat reporter. He is James Rapine. James, tell me who you think will win the Super Bowl. Give me the score and the reason why.
I got the Rams 31-28. I just think they're much more talented than the Patriots. And I feel like that the Patriots have won two games already in the playoffs where they're the second most talented team in the matchup. I think their luck runs out and Tom Brady drops to 5-4 in Super Bowls.
5-4. Ooh, that's, you know, I like this. We haven't had too many people going for the Rams.
Yeah, to me, if you look at the rosters, and I get it, it's Brady and Belichick, but if you really look at the rosters, it's not close. I think the Rams put together a dream team of sorts this past offseason, and it's paid off. I mean, they've dominated in the postseason. I know they had some injuries in the regular season, but they've overcome those. They made it to the big game, and I think Jared Goff is really, really good, and we're going to start to see that. He's going to cement his legacy on Sunday or today and get it done. So I think Jared Goff and the Rams get it done.
James Rapine, thank you very much. We continue on. Of course, if you're just joining us right now, we are going through the fan Rolodex, and we're going to talk to your favorite hosts. If they host on this station, we are going to at least make an attempt to get them on the call screen right now, as we will try to figure out and see who exactly they believe will win Super Bowl 53. We're asking simple questions. Who's going to win the game, why they're going to win the game, and what the score will be. Next up, let's go out to, oh, this is a good one. Okay, I like this one. Wes Levine. Wes, give me the final score of Super Bowl 53, give me a reason why, and give me who wins.
Well, I'm happy rooting for Bill Belichick, but I got to give it to him. I got to give it to Brady. I think it'll be a high-scoring game. I think that the Patriots win something like 31-24, and Belichick immediately goes to Canton.
A lot of people high on the Patriots, Wes.
Yeah, which, you know, usually that means it's a trap or somebody doesn't know something, but I just believe the experience of Belichick and Brady put them over against what Los Angeles has.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Wes Levine, thank you for the time.
Thank you, John.
Next up, Adam the Bull, Owen Fox, my guy. Adam, who do you think is going to win Super Bowl 53? Give me a score and the reason why.
Jonathan, good to hear from you on the Super Bowl Sunday. Listen, everybody's picking the Patriots, and yeah, a lot of signs point to the Patriots winning, no doubt about it. But a dynasty's got to end at some point. Everybody says they can't lose two in a row. I think they will. I'm going high-scoring, stunning update, stunning upset, 38-37. Rams pull out the victory.
Oh, you got a close one.
Yeah, close game, but high scoring.
I love it. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Jonathan.
We march on with a guy that you'll hear after I'm done with these airwaves. He comes up in roughly 25 minutes. He is Jake Chapman. Jake, who is your Super Bowl winner? Give me a prediction, a score, and a reason why.
Jonathan, I'm going to go with the Rams, actually. I've actually been on the Patriots the whole postseason. I think I understand why people were picking the Chargers to knock them off 2 weeks ago, and certainly the Chiefs. And I think there are some weaknesses with this Patriots team, and I think they'll be exposed by the Rams. You know, Tom Brady was basically untouched in the AFC Championship game, and I don't see that happening again. I love Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh to wreak some havoc with the interior of the defensive line there for the Rams. So I think they'll be able to score some points, and I think they'll be able to score a couple more than New England does. I'll go 31-28 Rams.
Jake Chapman, thank you very much.
You got it.
Next up, ooh, yes, I love this one. Chico After Dark, Mike Chico Borman joining us now. Chico, who do you think is going to win Super Bowl 53? Give me a score and the reason why.
I will go Patriots 28, the Los Angeles Rams 24. Patriots win, able to keep Todd Gurley in check. A lot of the onus falls on Jared Goff, and that is bad news for the Los Angeles Rams. So Pats 28, Rams 24.
Chico, appreciate it. Enjoy your Super Bowl.
You too, pal. Thank you.
We continue on. Again, we're just emptying out our Rolodex of fan hosts on the station. We are having the producer pull them up. We're trying to see who will answer the questions and give them to you today. As far as for the Super Bowl winner, we're going to see what they think, score-wise, reason-why, and everything else along the way. Oh, yes, our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, is now locked in on the screen. Daryl, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? Give me a reason and give me why as far as the reason for that team to win.
Well, I think for the Rams to win, Todd Gurley is going to have an MVP-caliber performance, but I never go against Tom Brady and the Patriots. I think that they tie the Steelers for the most Super Bowl championships in NFL history. I'm going to say Patriots 38, the Rams 35 in a bit of a shootout.
Daryl Ryder, thank you very much. Next up, it's, oh, I love this guy, Ken Carman popping in. Ken, who do you think is going to win Super Bowl 53? Give me a score and a reason why.
Nobody, because the game's going to suck.
No, it's not. Come on. No.
Oh, it probably won't. But anyway, I'm going to take the Patriots. I'm going to take 24-21. Stephen Gostkowski hits the game-winning field goal, and they win because they're the Patriots, and Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback who ever lived.
I can love every bit of that answer. Ken, I appreciate the time, man.
Thank you, brother.
Next up in our Rolodex of fan hosts, Dan Menigan. Dan, who do you think is going to win Super Bowl 53? Give me a score and a reason why.
I started this week saying that the Patriots are winning this. I'm staying with the Patriots. I think it's going to be high scoring, though. I'm going to go 35-30 just because I just don't trust Jared Goff. I'm still not sure if he's a good quarterback or if Sean McVay is planning for him to cover his flaws.
I mean, a lot of people going heavy with the Patriots right now.
I just don't trust Goff, man. I want to. I want there to be really, really good quarterbacks. I want 30 good quarterbacks because that means every game is good. It's just I don't trust Jared Goff. I don't know if he can game plan against what the Patriots are saying.